Thank you. Well, I want to begin with us thinking about how our culture has changed and moved more deeply into being in a digital age. And as that has happened, we have come to experience a new meaning to the word viral, right? So viral, related to virus, is something infectious that spreads quickly, and until the last 20 years or so was primarily thought of in pretty negative terms, like an illness, spreading through a home or through a community. But now we have a different view on this word viral, as we live in a time when quotes and memes and photos and videos all have the potential to go viral, meaning to spread very quickly to all different kinds of media. My teenagers talk in code. They talk about Vines and Snapchats. A Vine I don't think I've seen. And Snapchats that I have really tried hard to understand Snapchat. And I just don't. And so sometimes I feel like they are speaking in a new or a different language where I can just kind of catch snippets or glimpses of the meaning of. But they are still ways of communicating, and we connect through the laughter. Sometimes they are inspiring, and sometimes they just bring us a sense of joy and being together. So a video that went viral over the past week or so, I want to show you, because it's one where I think we can all be in the moment of enjoying it and being a witness to an interaction of communication between a father and his baby son. So we're going to go ahead and see this video.
Okay. They need to work on that, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Did you understand it, though?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Huh? Oh, not this one. This is the grand finale of this.
Okay, the last?
Yeah, that's the last one. That's what I was wondering. I don't know what they're going to do next season because they did some stuff this time. Exactly what I was thinking. Oh, yeah. Right, don't bring that in. You know what I'm saying? Don't do the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was thinking that, yeah. Yeah. Like, go somewhere else with that, but don't break it here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I said. And then he was like, ah, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, what in the world? But don't do it here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Really? I thought the same thing. We think a lot alike, huh? Oh, that's crazy. Right.
So this kind of viral, I think we can get used to, right? What a delight to watch how this father engages in being in the moment, lovingly listening to and interacting, creating this space for their communication to bring them into the future together. I saw that one news station was calling this a pseudo-conversation, but I don't think there was anything false about it. They may not have been using the same words, but this child had something to say. And in this interaction, he knows he's been heard and encouraged by somebody who loves him deeply. For us, even though we don't know these two people, and maybe we haven't even had an interaction with a child like this, we have the gift to witness this moment and see how being there with them also brings us connection to a deeper truth beyond ourselves, a deeper truth about human interaction, that even when languages are not the same, it is possible to communicate in grace and love, and that being in a moment in our lives and in the movement of the Holy Spirit in something as small as a conversation can still reveal God's presence and God's truth. And this is Pentecost. Our story from Acts today gives us a different look at Pentecost. It's a bigger, grander story, a story of God's power revealed, a story of God's revealed truth of being right here in this world. God enters into the room with a mighty wind and fire and with revealing of connection through language heard and understood. The people who were gathered there, they weren't gathered because they got an announcement or a memo that the Holy Spirit was going to show up that day. Okay? They weren't there for the commissioning of the Holy Spirit. They were gathering, though, as they always did at this time of year, 50 days. Pentecost is the celebration of the first fruits, the 50 days. And they were coming together to celebrate the gifts they had to offer and the gifts that God had given them. So they weren't there looking for something really big or new to happen. They weren't there because of prophecy or prediction. They weren't looking for a sign. They were there for connection and for being in that moment together to mark this time in their lives as being with God. And so really what ends up happening on that first Pentecost is the people get a lot more than they had actually bargained for when the Holy Spirit swept in and became, again, a new incarnation of God and a revealed truth about God's ability to show up even when we don't expect it. So Pentecost, like all powerful God moments, shows us that God is here and now and creating experience and space for the future. Future interactions, future relationships, future events, to also be ones that reveal God. So like this foundational conversation and connection between a parent and child that will create room for them to have a strong relationship in the future, the power of the revealed God creates over and over again a foundation for being in communion with God. The day of Pentecost launched these followers to move into the world with their story, with the thing that they had to say, their truth, their experience of that God moment. And because they were in the moment, present to God speaking and sending him into the world, they were able to do incredible things, as Jesus promised they would be. We hear in John that Jesus promises that God dwells in you and moves out in you. They were able to heal. We read all these stories in the book of Acts and in the letters. We were able to teach. They were able to start congregations or meeting places in homes. And they were able to enter into community in a new way with those who weren't like them and were previously seen as outsiders. So I want you to pause and think for a moment of a time you've had a powerful moment and really resist the temptation to call it a coincidence or happenstance. Think of a time you've been in a moment of knowing a truth beyond yourself and connecting more deeply with others in a sense of spirit, or a time that you found out that you were actually getting more than you had bargained for. It might be the birth of a child or a conversation with a loved one who is dying. Those times of transition can be very powerful and revealing of truth. But it also could be as simple as a conversation in a new place or a moment in the car with someone that you care about. It could be a time of prayer, a walk around the block, a song, music that inspires you, or playtime with your beloved pet. Pentecost moments are not limited to fire and wind and grand speeches by disciples. Peter, in fact, doesn't even have his own words. He relies on scripture. He quotes from the prophet Joel. But what Peter does in that moment is embrace it and be brave enough to go out and name his experience as one set in the power of God. And like Peter, and like that baby, you have something to say. Telling the revealed truth of God's power of love and grace is for us too, in big moments and small ones. And it's how we embrace being in the moment and taking that step into the future at the same time. Because the Holy Spirit is working now for the sake of the future and to bring you and the world into God's future. What Christ does through you today brings this power for someone else tomorrow. And in this way, we continue in this viral movement of the Holy Spirit that showers God's love and mercy upon us day after day, week after week, year after year. Signs of God's love and grace are all around us, flowing in and with and through us. And as we continue into this summer, we will continue into a time of looking deeply at how is God speaking to us today. And this summer, where will the Spirit send you? Where will you come across God's extraordinary grace? Where will you be able to let go and be in the moment so that you can see Pentecost happening all around you? We'll explore that together in worship, encouraging you to take it into your daily life, your vacation life, your moments of transition in life, wherever God brings you, so that you can see and know Pentecost today and beyond. Amen.